Welcome, Haunters. I'm your host, Ed Gannon, professional haunter, Something Wicked Productions, and in this episode of Something Wicked, we'll talk about how to change your show for Halloween night. And I'll spill some of the show stories outsiders are never supposed to hear. Now, changing your show for Halloween night may sound redundant, as many home haunts are only open that one night or a few nights, but most pro haunts are open much longer. Many open at the end of September for light weekends, then more nights as it gets closer to October 31st. Many haunts are open that whole last week or 2 weeks, and a few are open all 31 days of October. Wow, right? That's what the old spooky world used to do when it was still on a farm in Berlin, Massachusetts. Open every night in October.
And the first thing I did was change the route. I had the ride go through my neighborhood. My spooky world. They come from miles around now, thinking it won't be so bad. Maybe it'll be romantic.
If something broke or needed maintenance, you had to do it or fix it during the day before the show, and often after staying up late the night before. Still, I wouldn't have missed it for the world. I'll speak about Old Spooky throughout this show, and especially since we did some very special things for the night of Halloween. Now, as this show hits during October, let me start by saying, Happy Halloween!
Happy, happy Halloween, 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 happy, happy Halloween to Shamrock.
If you're working a show, this means you've probably already opened, and to that I'll say congratulations. What a Herculean effort that can be for some of us, just to open. And yet, it always seems to get done. Most of the time, it's because key people push themselves very hard past injuries, exhaustion, weariness, perhaps financial hardships, bad eating habits, trying to make something physical out of an idea, maybe without the necessary tools or supplies. And some do all this while still working a regular day job and then haunting or setting up at night. We've all been there. I know I have. Hell, I still am. My point is, haunting is not for pussies. Excuse my language, with all the work, effort, endurance, patience, and all the rest of it that goes into the shows that we love, we could use a little something special too. We do all this so guests can come, hopefully, and pay to see these shows. See the creations you have built. Enjoy them. Get scared. Release some tension they can't really let go anywhere else. And leave with stories and smiles. But as I said, it's a lot of work. At the end of the month, when the big holiday arrives, most are as excited as little kids, but also ready for it to be over. Everything has a season. I put it to you. Help close out your season with a bang. Something to make the night of Halloween stand out from the rest of the month or the rest of your shows. Make Halloween night different for your guests and your staff.
Dress up like a victim of a guillotine. What are you going to be for Halloween?
Here's an example. For Halloween night, I would change all the soundtracks in all 6 haunted houses, hayride, and museums. For the actors, it was a breath of fresh air. What cast member can't sing, hum, or anticipate every musical note in the music or mimic every sound effect in your soundtrack by the end of October? And while it was great for the staff, the guests came to love it just as much. Some coming back on Halloween just to see all the changes. Some guests come more than once during a season, and as any haunt owner will tell you, that is the secret to longevity in this business. This can be one way to help boost that total. Keep in mind, unless you are in a very busy tourist area like, say, Salem, Massachusetts, believe it or not, Halloween is not the busiest night of the year.
Trick or treat!
Trick or treat!
There are kids trick-or-treating, people staying home to give out candy, or parents of trick-or-treaters staying home, not to mention all the Halloween parties. Oh, make sure your staff agrees to be there for Halloween night before you hire them. Now, the people that do show up on Halloween, however, see it as a magical night, filled with possibilities, frights, fun, and the unknown. And they expect not only just to get as good a show as they may have gotten the weekend before, but an even better show, because it's Halloween. Give it to them. I mean, it's Halloween night, for crying out loud. do what you can to make your staff have fun too. If they're here tonight, working hard as they have all October, they deserve it. Now, I'm not going to say that some of the stories and examples I'm about to relay to you are something I endorse or write for your attraction, but perhaps you can take their spirit and incorporate it into your show. I already mentioned changing soundtracks. I've done this for almost every haunt I've ever had the privilege to run. In Foxborough, Massachusetts, Spooky World, we had the 3D Disco Haunted House. The normal soundtrack was Warped 70s hits, mostly. But Halloween, it was real disco music. Everyone boogied right on through until the ghost put them right on the floor. Then once an hour, Zachary would come on with Everyone Wears Leisure Suits in Hell.
When I hit rock bottom, a light flashed overhead. And what I saw before me made me wish that I was dead. Everyone wears leisure suits in hell. Great big disco collars and those platform shoes as well. They languish and they fester in eternal polyester. Because everyone wears leisure suits in hell.
Fun, light, and a laugh to switch it up a bit. Most of the other haunts were still appropriately scary, but completely different. I never used the same old familiar songs you would hear on any Drew's Famous CDs, but this night I made an exception. Spread throughout the park, each of the houses had a couple of standards, like the theme to Halloween. Toccata in Fugue. Exorcist theme. The Omen. Even a rocker or two. You get the idea. And they changed the entire mood of the house, right at the end of the season when we needed the most. A much more unorthodox tradition was born one Halloween when part of our celebrity guests, we had a MASH reunion. You know the TV show? Jamie Farr as Corporal Klinger, you may remember, was always dressing up in drag to get a Section 8 and get thrown out of the war. It never worked, but many funny outfits were worn by Jamie in the show. When General MacArthur was supposed to visit the MASH unit, he drove by Klinger in a Statue of Liberty outfit. We drove our celebrities to the signing area in golf carts, and sure enough, when he comes in that night, one of the denizens of the Elvira's Nightmare Haunted House was dressed as the Statue of Liberty, complete with a sparkler on the torch, razor stubble and all. He almost died laughing, and so did all of us. As a tribute, the entire Elvira house cross-dressed that night, and during a break, we walked the entire crew over to the celebrity area to get a photo with the cast of MASH. Mr. Farr was very touched, and I'm sure he still remembers that night at Spooky World. To be honest, who could forget it? Now, every year after that, however, the cast of that house did it again. Ever tried to put a 6-foot, 5-inch tall, 340-pound bearded man in a French maid's outfit? Don't. That's my advice. Ladies with fake beards, the whole bit. It was so weird because you just didn't expect it and became one of the underground Spooky World things that guests would talk about. On Halloween, since we were not slammed with 10,000 guests a night, we could shut down queue lines for one house at a time and give them a small break. Get some hot cocoa, hot food, sit down and share some stories. The Fang-friendly food, which we chipped in and provided during the month, was a potluck for Halloween, and there was always someone trying to outcook you. Everybody wins. During one of these breaks, back in the early days of Spooky World, one of the Phantom Mineshaft's undead miners snuck into the back of the clown house and borrowed one of the props and took it to the mineshaft for ransom. This began what would become known as the scavenger hunt. Now, I had a strict rule about guests never seeing a character from one theme in another show, so they had to be crafty. But this is what they do, sneak around. Good practice, because they not only had to keep out of sight of guests, but from me as well. Things got a little carried away one year when they started taking hostages from one house and making them work in that house until retrieved. Nope, that had to stop. Sometime during the month, we would have one house go through another one to see the show as guests, usually early in the month on a slower night. This gave everyone a good perspective and appreciation of the role of each theme and their place in it. For Halloween, I would pick two houses, take all the actors, and switch them. This needed to be done as quickly as possible, as the managers of each attraction would stay to show all the newbies how everything worked. They would stay there for 1 hour. Guests would only see this during Halloween night. Cold, dark mineshaft filled with classic clowns, 3D haunted house filled with huge undead mine workers, wacky but fun too, and the energy the actors exhibited, being able to stretch and try new techniques in a different environment, was amazing. The next hour, I would switch two more.
To receive them. We went to a couple with two of Hollywood's horror actresses. People are getting the yell scared out of them at Spooky World in Massachusetts. We weren't brave enough to experience this Halloween haunt ourselves, so we persuaded Scream Queen Linnea Quigley to take us through.
Where have you guys taken me?
Don't worry. No.
Almost everyone came to the show to have a good time, but there's always a few rotten apples in the bunch. On Halloween, and I'm not saying how they got them, but all the clowns one year had water-filled squirt guns in their scare spots, only to be used for those very nasty patrons, you know the ones. It is mighty cold in late October in New England, just saying. Obviously, all the non-acting staff was able to dress up for Halloween. Very creative people, too. They could wear anything that was appropriate, we were a family park after all, and as long as they could still do their job effectively. We'll just leave that there. Lastly, it was Halloween for me too, so if everything was working fine, I could gear up and do some walk-around acting and queue line entertainment myself. I had a bunch of premium costumes, which we usually had someone in, to choose from. One year, we were very short on the hayride. It was one of the last years we had it at the Foxborough location. I told the actors if they could stay out there and give each other breaks instead of leaving their sets, I would come out and break each set myself, and that would always leave one person unable to go otherwise. So that night, I grabbed a bunch of costumes, several cake makeups, and some cream sticks, and headed out to the hayride. Starting after the first hour, I was able to get into the appropriate costume for the scene with the right makeup and go nuts in one of the roles for each scene. Many of these actors had never seen me perform, as they were stuck out on the trail and not in the houses or on the grounds. I made sure I was the most energetic, in guest's face, heard over the tractor's trail actor in each scene. Many were quite surprised, in a good way. That made my night, let me tell you. Then I would disappear when the actor came back from break, go change, fix or change my makeup, and get to the next scene within 10 to 15 minutes. That's 5 to 7 wagons, because we ran them every 2 minutes. By the end of the night, I had hit every single set, and everyone got a break, and there were 9 different sets on that trail. I was one tired monkey, let me tell you, but you couldn't get the smile off my face with a crowbar. And that's what I wish for you and your crew this Halloween. That smile, that gratitude for having the opportunity to haunt this year. It never gets old, and the coolest thing is it's contagious. If guests experience haunters doing what they do for the right reasons and get that fun, that energy, they take as much of that home with them as they give back to us. Here's to a safe, prosperous, and happy Halloween. Look at the time. I gotta wrap up this segment. But in future episodes, we will talk about more aspects of professional haunting, their methods, philosophies, how-tos, and so much more. But I see our moments here up, so until the next time, be safe. This is Wick Ed Gannon, www.somethingwickedproductions.com, saying, have a wicked day.
Watch out. Don't turn around. There may be something behind you.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing HauntCast with all your haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.